In 1940, construction of the Grand Coulee Dam ended a generations-long tradition among the region's Indian tribes who had gathered at a nearby waterfall every year. But last year, five tribes revived that tradition. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, a film documenting their story will premiere today.
The film is called United by Water. Director Derek Lemire says it retraces the steps of ancestors of tribal members who relied on the Upper Columbia River.
And getting back on the water traditionally through canoes, you know, trying to, I guess, recreate our history that's been missing for over 75 years.
Lemire is Chippewa Cree and a descendant of the Colville tribe. He also shot and produced the film. Traditionally, tribes that relied on the Upper Columbia for fish gathered each year at Kettle Falls in northeastern Washington. That ended with the construction of the Grand Coulee Dam in the 1940s. Then last spring, UCUT, the Upper Columbia United Tribes, got together, hand-built canoes, and traveled the river once again.
I am told by many of you that I must forgive, and so I shall.
The film is narrated by author, poet, and Spokane tribal member Sherman Alexie.
I am told by many of you that I must forgive. And so I shall, after the floodwaters burst each successive dam downriver from the Grand Coulee.
This is Alexie reading his poem, Pow Wow at the End of the World. Many Indians are familiar with it, and Lemire says he wanted it to be part of the film. There's also archival footage from what's now known as the Ceremony of Tears. It was the last gathering of the region's tribes before the area was flooded for the Grand Coulee Dam. United by Water premieres in Spokane. I'm Emily Schwing, reporting.